Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The left fielder, Bruce Bochy. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Pachyuk. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gary Gray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Naran. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Bob Golasso. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Pachyuk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burrows. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Goodwin moves to third. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon takes first base on ball four. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran takes first base on ball 4. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goodwin takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. Bochy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mackanin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castano scores. Mackanin moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Mackanin scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gray moves to second. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Naran hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Naran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Bochy moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Randy Stein now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Naren and he is safe. Ward steals second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burrows who is chasing the ball. Engel reaches third base with a triple. Ward scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jerry Koosman now pitching. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray strikes out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Burrows moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to third for the out. Meyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Naren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naren is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Naren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Twins. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Mariners 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-3 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Mariners 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gray strikes out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-3 in the game. Burrows hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Naran hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Seattle Mariners, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.